For a moment, we turn our attention to America's biggest state, Alaska, and see the very same thing being played out. Low oil prices has brought on a budget crisis in oil-rich Alaska, forcing the state to make big budget cuts last year. Facing a $4.1 billion deficit, the state must make hard decisions on cutting education and the popular Share the Wealth individual dividend program. Andrew Kitchenman is the state government and politics reporter at KTOO Public Media in Juneau. He says the boom years, when up to 90% of the state's revenue was from oil, those days are gone.
Starting last year, they started to hit operating budgets and programs a little bit more. So you could see areas like a lot of sort of non-classroom programs in schools, teacher mentoring, early literacy, they were cut back last year. And then this year, they're looking at essentially eliminating some of these programs, including state funding for pre-kindergarten. That's a real big concern. And another concern is some cuts this year would fall on areas like broadband funding for schools and libraries. And the reason why that's a big concern is Alaska uniquely has areas that are off of the road system, that are very distant from cities, have large Alaska Native populations. And these areas, in some cases, really rely on library and school broadband service to provide telecommunications connections.
Would you say that rural Alaska has a particular problem in that it's not perceived as being a valuable constituency in the state?
Well, it's complicated. Rural Alaska does tend to rely a bit more on government programs. It is a lower income area. But at the same time, a lot of Alaska's identity is tied in with rural Alaska and with Alaska Natives. Maybe the biggest debate that's going on over this year that is particularly important for rural Alaska is there's been talk of making changes in a unique program in Alaska, the Permanent Fund Dividend Program. And this is the program that residents in other states may have heard of, where every resident of Alaska, every man, woman, and child receives an annual check from the Permanent Fund, which is sort of a sovereign wealth fund derived from oil revenues that's been built up over the past 35 years. And they're talking about a major revision that could have the impact of, for instance, this year residents received checks of about $2,000, and it could cut it about in half to $1,000. That's still very much up in the air. But for a low-income family with four members, in a year where there's a $2,000 permanent check, that's an $8,000 check. And if that was to be cut in half, that would be a significant portion of a family's overall income.
Would you say that the sense of oil being the great surplus that can fund progressive state services, that idea has gone out the window at this point, that it will never return?
People are very unsettled over the idea of where oil prices are going in the future. Every time Alaska has had a crisis related to oil prices since the early 80s, the prices bounce back up. And there are some people who feel they've seen this happen repeatedly before, and they feel it's going to happen again. But I think more broadly, people have a sense that they can't count on that, and that in some ways, the way government functions at the very least, if not the overall way of life in the state, may have to be adjusted permanently.
Andrew Kitchenman is the state government and politics reporter at KTOO Public Media in Juneau. And some of our Alaskan listeners shared how the declining oil prices have affected them.
This is Shauna from Anchorage, Alaska. Lower oil prices are definitely affecting our economy. There have been so many layoffs. I know several people who have decided not to start new business ventures due to the economic state. I'm a restaurant manager, and our guest counts have gone down for the first time in 7 years. Our minimum wage just went up to $9.75, so that's hurting especially bad right now. Alaska is battening down the hatches. Hopefully, we'll have an amazing tourist season. Visit Anchorage.
Do you live in Alaska or another place where oil prices are crucial to the state's budget, like in North Dakota, say? Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or comment at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.